All right, let's go to Coors Field. Let's go to Denver and bring in Kerry Crowley, who covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. San Jose Mercury Times. Kerry, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. It's a little hot for me here in Coors Field, but it'll do.
Well, there's a rumor that you went on a long run in Arizona in the heat. Is that true?
Actually, up in Colorado yesterday along the beautiful Cherry Creek Trail here in Denver. It was 95 degrees running at elevation, but great test. And this is a beautiful city. I love coming to Denver. Colorado's a good place. The ballpark's different, but, you know, I do enjoy the trips here.
Well, I will tell you this. The Giants don't. They've lost 14 of 16, and just looking at it, Kerry, and just looking the way they play, they hit the heck out of the ball in Arizona, and they come there, and it's like they're statues in the field. They can't cover any ground, and they don't hit. So is it just a couple of days, or is the place really just psych them?
Well, I think that this is a place that exposes the Giants' greatest weaknesses. You know, they don't have a lot of range in the outfield, and this is the biggest outfield in the major leagues. And we saw some great plays early in the series on the first night from Austin Slater in left and Gorkys Hernandez in center. But they just weren't the same last night. The infield's tough to cover as well because it's so hard here. And so if you don't have a great first step, you're not going to get to a ball. And you really can't make mistakes. And you watch the Rockies play, and they have a great approach for Coors Field. They don't try to do too much. They hit the ball up the middle. Charlie Blackmon is a great player for Coors Field. And the Giants just don't have too many of those guys who have, you know, excellent speed and can run the bases. And so I think that this ballpark really does expose their flaws.
Yeah, I think it does. It's just good enough to get out of there. The Rockies starting to win at home now. They're 17-22. Charlie Blackmon's starting to heat up, isn't he?
He really is, and he's got a good swing. You know, the top three in that order, DJ LeMahieu, Charlie Blackmon, and Nolan Arenado, every time they come up against the Giants, you just feel like damage is going to be done, and that's been the case. They did it last night. Chris Stratton, I think it was the third time through the order that the first two guys got on, and then Arenado hit that pitch out the dead center, and you're just playing with fire every time that those guys are in the plate three in a row.
Well, you brought up a good name, and that is Chris Stratton. We used your story last night on our podcast, Mid-Inning Relief, as you broke it last night about the changes the Giants are making in the rotation with Cueto and Samardzija coming in. What happens with Chris Stratton? He got walloped again last night, and again, listening to Bochy and watching the game, the curveball just isn't there for him. That was his big pitch. What happens with Chris Stratton now with the big boys coming back?
Well, you know, a lot of folks think that he could be optioned to AAA, and the Giants could, you know, continue to start him there and continue to stretch him out as a starter. But I really wouldn't be surprised if Chris Stratton spent the second half of the season as a long reliever out of the bullpen. You and I have talked about it, Marty, where the Giants are going to need some guys to piggyback, and Derek Holland will be doing that Thursday for Johnny Cueto as long as he's not used today. And I think that you could pair Chris Stratton with a Derek Rodriguez or an Andrew Suarez during the second half of the season, form an effective combination, and that can get you six or seven innings on any given night. And right now, he just hasn't been able to pitch deep into games for them, whereas Suarez and Rodriguez have been doing a better job. And at some point, the Giants have to play the hotter hands, and so I think they're going to.
Yeah, I think you're right. Chris Stratton, they could option him out just to keep him pitching, but they need some long relief from the right side. Because now with Holland in the bullpen with Smith and Watson, that's three lefties. But then there's a fourth lefty hanging around, and that's Ty Block, who has options, and he may get optioned out because you don't need four lefties. You need more help on the right side, I think.
Exactly, and so that's what moving Derek Holland to the bullpen gives the Giants, is that long reliever, a lefty, a veteran presence, and I think that they'll go with him over Ty Block. And if they want a second long reliever down in the bullpen, I think that, you know, you go with Chris Stratton. As long as Derek Rodriguez continues to pitch well in the rotation, keep him in there, and then have Stratton fill Block's spot. And, you know, it would be ideal for the Giants to have these guys stretched out as starters. But at some point, they have to realize that they're in a playoff race and they have to have their best arms at the major league level. I think that they will do that.
Yeah, that's the point. I was thinking about it coming in today. They're in a race. This is July. The experimenting is over. You have to put your best team on the field because you could get buried in July, and all of a sudden now, you know, the next 2 months become, you know, sort of as just not important. So you've got to make sure things happen in July. I agree with you. I think you got to put your best team out there in July. So I would send Block to the minor leagues. I'd have Stratton, as you suggest, as the long reliever. I'd leave Rodriguez and Suarez in the rotation with Samardzija, Cueto, and Bumgarner. And then it becomes who goes when Cueto's going to come back. So let's say Block goes. And then who goes when Samardzija comes back? What do you do then?
Well, they brought up Kelby Tomlinson today to spell Brandon Crawford at shortstop. We haven't seen the lineup yet, but I would imagine that that is the plan, that we'll see Tomlinson there. And so I think that he could be optioned out. They optioned Pierce Johnson already. And so there you go. There's two spots for pitchers. And so you're looking at a lineup that has 12 position players and 13 pitchers, including six or seven guys who can give you length in the starting rotation. But two of those guys in Holland and Stratton, in my opinion, could be assets out of the bullpen.
You think, well, let's take this a little further. The July 31st is a long way away. But eventually, things have got to happen with Corey Guerin, with Hunter Pence, maybe even an Austin Jackson. Any of those vulnerable, you think, early on? Or do you think, basically, if you got options, you're getting optioned out?
I think that one of them could be vulnerable, and probably vulnerable as soon as tomorrow, because they have to make room on the 40-man roster for Johnny Cueto, and that's not easy to do when you look at the guys on this Giants staff. I mean, do you take the chance and DFA a Stephen Okert in the minor leagues or a Chase Johnson in the minor leagues, guys who are on the 40-man roster? Eventually, they may have to make room on the 40-man for Stephen Duggar at some point. And so you could see one of those guys be flipped early and lose a spot early. Maybe it's a DFA. Maybe they're the Giants find another way to make room for Cueto. But I think that tomorrow could be a telling point just because they do have to make room for him.
Yeah, I agree. It's not going to be Pence. Pence is sort of getting his spot,
no,
even as a pinch hitter. Plus, you know, he's a beloved player. They don't do stuff like that. Jackson, I think they still need a backup to Hernandez in center field, so Duggar's not ready for that. And Guerin may, if Guerin may be the, if there was a veteran, I'd say he is probably the most vulnerable of the veterans. You agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so right now, and that could change in a matter of 2 weeks. But when you're looking at this Giants bullpen, you've got Reyes Maranta, Sam Dyson, you'll have Hunter Strickland back at some point. And if you move Chris Stratton back there, that's another right-hander. And so Corey Guerin becomes not as necessary for the club because he only gives them one inning at a time, and they haven't stretched him out. And so guys like that aren't as valuable at this point in the season.
Well, then the old friendly DL comes into play. Now, you got to make a 40-man move. I understand that. And you've given us a few names on the 40-man to get Cueto back onto that because he's on the 60-day DL right now. So you got to get him back on. But it becomes interesting where you go with this thing. We'll see. You think that's that? Where do you think they'll end up going?
I'll wait and see where it happens tomorrow. It's difficult. I think that what they'll probably do is DFA a minor league pitcher who they don't think will get picked up by another franchise, because there's been a number of different teams that have done that recently. The A's snuck a guy through recently and outrighted him to AAA. I think it was Liam Hendricks.
Right.
And so I think that the Giants can take that risk. They've got enough pitching depth in the organization. It's probably too soon to see a DFA, but again, it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, I'm going DL. I'm sticking with the DL, and I'm saying Melanson goes back on the DL.
Interesting.
How about that is my predict? That's my prediction, that they don't get rid of any of the veterans, that Melanson gets DL, they get rid of one of the pitchers you said off the 40-man, and that's the way they do. And they keep Kelby up because they need Kelby for insurance at third base. You can't play Sandoval at third against anyone now.
Playing them every day.
Now
they're playing them every single day.
They are going to face four righties with the Cardinals. I mean, that is for sure. And I haven't looked at the Cubs yet to see if Lester and Quintana are in there. But they probably need Kelby up here, I would think, if they were facing lefties. Maybe they don't need Kelby because the Cardinals are throwing righties. So who knows? But isn't it fun to be a general manager?
Oh, gosh. Everyone, you read Twitter and you think that Bobby Evans has the easiest job in the world. But as you know, it's not so easy when you're making these types of decisions and you're thinking about roster structure, player retention, all sorts of different things that go into these moves, including if you DL someone, then you're paying a guy some more money that counts against the luxury tax.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Good discussion. Kerry Crowley with us. I appreciate you're going through sort of the mysterious channels levels of what can happen here. But it's kind of why we love baseball and, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do. Kerry, looking at the Dodgers right now, they're starting to hit the ball really well. What did you think now, Arizona? Is Colorado still a viable team, you think, in the West? And I realize they're only five out, and there are three other teams ahead of them, including the Giants. But we're getting a look at everybody now. What about Colorado?
You know, Marty, I don't think they have enough starting pitching. I really love Kyle Freeland. I think he's going to be a tremendous starter. He has ace stuff for them, in my opinion. And the Giants have been shut down by him quite a bit, including twice in the last 2 weeks. But Senzatella came into last night with an ERA over 6, and it was his first start of the year. I just don't see it. They had to send John Gray out, their opening day starter, and he's been a victim of bad luck. But it is a great lineup, and it's a lineup that could probably threaten in the wild card. But do I think that they're going to chase the Dodgers? Not through August and September. I don't see it. It's very hard to win a playoff race when you play your home games at Coors Field, yeah, because everything is so unpredictable, and you really have to be better than everyone else, in my opinion, to overcome the altitude and playing 81 home games there. So I think I'm out on the Rockies.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you because of the bullpen, too. The bullpen just hasn't lived up to it, and anytime you put in Mike Dunn or McGee, you know my guy, McGee.
Your favorite.
Yeah, anytime you put them in, you know, it's Danger and Shaw can't get anybody out. So I think the bullpen let him down. But what last thought for you, what do you think about this guy today, Tyler Anderson? We've seen him before. University of Oregon, 28 years old, 52nd major league start. 8 shutout against the Dodgers his last time out. What do you think about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, the Giants don't hit lefties well, and that's no secret right now. The absence of Evan Longoria is huge. So, you know, usually when a team takes two games at the beginning of a series, they've exhausted their best relievers, and the other club has its best relievers ready to go. But because the Rockies blew the Giants out last night, they saved a few guys, and so they've got things lined up. The Giants have things lined up, and to me, it's a complete toss-up, almost identical ERAs for Suarez and Anderson, and this is just one of those 50-50 games that the good clubs win, and so we've talked about it a lot in the last 2 weeks, and the Giants seem to win on getaway day, and so I think that Andrew Suarez has got to be feeling confident with the way he threw the ball lately, so, it, you know, complete toss-up.
Maybe we'll see a close game. Who knows? It's hard. Who knows? But maybe we'll see an actual baseball game today, like 4-3 or, you know, 3-2 or something like that. You very rarely see it at Coors Field because of the big field and the ball just flies out of there. All right. Well, look, and we enjoyed these conversations with you. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend out at the patio. And you're doing a great job, Kerry.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Kerry Crowley. And, of course, he writes for the Bay Area News Group and the San Jose Mercury News.